from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Top story in the world, UK Daily Mail, number one. Across the top of the banner, you go to American media sites, you won't find this. Mainstream media, you'll know this is going on. We don't live in reality. So to find out what is going on in America, Lee, I always start my day with my coffee and my UK Daily Mail. Oh, wow, that's going on. Wow. Okay. UK Daily Mail for the second time in its banner story, doing the one thing the American media won't do. Accusing the FBI of lying in its official timeline. Again, yeah, this is their second time. They're the only ones who spell it out. They lied, bigly. In their assassination timeline of Donald Trump, and I mean bigly. It's shocking, Lee.
As it should be.
Yeah, it's shocking. To find, the stuff we are learning from whistleblower. Why do we need whistleblowers to tell us what happened to Butler?
Because we have a weaponized federal bureaucracy.
I mean, whistleblower, that's the implication there is it's all very secret. Why do you need to be a whistleblower? These guys who were present at that rally, they should already have book deals, okay? They should already have done all their interviews online. We should know their names and their faces. We don't know. We don't even know who to call the shots that day. We don't have a name. It's September. Now we see why. The lie just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Here's how the UK Daily Mail put it, Lee. In their number one world headline article, bombshell, congressional report on Trump assassination attempt reveals who really took the first shot at Thomas Crooks. A preliminary report, not from the FBI, who's doing the investigation. No, not from the Secret Service, who is also doing an investigation. A preliminary report from Representative Clay Higgins offered a differing narrative to the official one pushed by the FBI. While it was initially claimed that Crooks was shot in the head within seconds by a Secret Service sniper, Higgins' report claimed it was actually a local SWAT operator who stopped the gunman's hail of bullets. So this is now an official congressional report. The congressman said the local cops shot, hit Crook's rifle, fragged his face, neck, and right shoulder area from the gun stock breaking up. That's new. We only know because whistleblowers risk their careers to tell us. Which meant Crooks was unable to keep firing. Then the Secret Service sniper killed him. Unless they're lying about that. Who knows? The UK Daily Mail continues. This is how this should be reported in this country. This occurred weeks after Representative Cliff Higgins also revealed Crooks' body was mysteriously cremated with approval from the FBI after just 10 days. Well, I mean, when you lie about the timeline at this level and the body carries the marks of your lie, the body's got to go. I expect this, Lee, from Brazil. I expect this from Argentina. I expect this from Cuba and North Korea, not my government. Jesse Waters chipping away at this. Another shocking report. Last night, I'm the only one in media who's going to explain to you what this stuff means, because I actually know what this means. I've followed this so closely. I'm going to lay it out, and then you stay tuned to the show, and I'm going to tell you what this means. I'm going to put it all together with the Trump assassination. And you know how we bottom line it for you? Our government has moved from trying to put Trump in prison to aiding and abetting his assassination. That's where we are as a country. I mean, I just bottom line it for you. That's what this evidence shows us. But I'm going to build up to that throughout the course of the show. We'll pat it around other things. Okay, here we go. Last night, I don't know if you saw this, Lee. Senator Josh Hawley, the other person the whistleblowers are going to talk about the Secret Service and FBI's lies in the Trump assassination, said this about the agents who were actually deployed that day. We had had some rumors of this. They were inexperienced desk guys. They were not Secret Service. They were Department of Homeland Security. These are guys who'd never worked a Secret Service event before, never provided protection before. Now, remember, the Trump regular Secret Service, the ones who requested extra security for this specific event and were told by their leadership they could not have it. And then they were told by their leadership, hey, you've been working 7 days. Why don't you stay home? This is who they brought in for Butler.
So what now are we hearing from whistleblowers, Senator?
Well, what I've heard tonight, Jesse, is that most of the agents who were there at that rally in Butler were not Secret Service agents. They were, in fact, Homeland Security agents. And get this, most of those Homeland Security agents, the only training that they received was an online webinar, a 2-hour online webinar. And I'm told that about half the time, the sound to the webinar didn't even work. So think about this. The president of the United States, former president of the United States, Donald Trump, is sent out on stage. Most of the people there aren't trained. They're not qualified. They only got a webinar training, and even that didn't work. It is absolutely outrageous.
What do you think, Lee?
This is, like I said, this is the problem we have. We've got a completely weaponized federal bureaucracy that favors one ideology.
Yeah.
And we do, you know, the very folks who sit here and talk about democracy and threats to democracy are the very threats to the republic. I mean, that's where we are. And it's where we have been.
Josh Hawley, Senator Josh Hawley, continued.
That's exactly right. I'm told that actually agents, Homeland Security agents, were pulled off of child exploitation cases, child endangerment cases, the stuff they normally do. They don't normally do protective detail work at all. They were pulled off those cases, said, here, you're going to go guard the former president of the United States. Watch this webinar. Oops, it doesn't really work. Oh, that's all right. Go out into the field anyway. Jesse, this is a nightmare. And we still have no answers. The only reason we know this stuff is because of whistleblowers. It's outrageous.
I have a feeling that they're just trying to hold back the wall on all these lies, on all of what really happened at Butler until the election's over. Nobody can touch them. They're hoping Kamala wins. This is getting really bad.
No.
This is really, really bad. Let's think about for a minute, though. Why would you do this? You tell the very Trump crew who was telling you, because they know about the Iranian assassin, right? The second one. They know about him. You know, the one the FBI let into the country using the special visa category so he could come here? The one on the terror watch list, that guy? The one they used a rare visa category? Hey, yeah, come on in. Here, have your special visa. The Iranian assassin who was from Pakistan but was working for Iran. The Iranian assassin who they greeted at the airport, that guy? Then let go. Turn him loose, let him go wherever he want in the country. And then when he illegally overstayed his visa, they didn't pick him up. The Iranian assassin who they lied to us. The FBI lied to us in April. Put out a big wanted poster. Looked like the Wild West. Oh, we're looking for this guy. He might be wanting to, you know, kill Trump and his inner circle. Yeah, we're looking for him. We're trying hard. We're looking for him. No, you let him go. You had him at the airport. You brought him here deliberately and you let him go. John Solomon's reporting. He's got all the leaked internal documents at Just the News. Again, John Solomon, I believe him, Lee, because he was the only one to get the Russia collusion hoax right from the beginning when he worked for The Hill.
Kind of does have a good track record,
doesn't he? He has a great track record. Has the FBI ever refuted his reporting? No, because it's true. They brought the Iranian assassin here. Then they pretended they were looking for him, put out a wanted poster. Hey, he might be coming here via Guatemala. Be on the lookout. They kind of forgot to mention the part about the visa they approved, how they met him at the airport, and then turned him loose. Despite him being on terror watch list. They forgot all that part. So now we're hearing they insecured and unsecured the rally. I'm about to tie all this together. The agents that knew they needed more security were told to take a break. Go home. Spend some time with your family. They brought in agents who would not notice what was wrong. Agents who don't work these events. Agents who weren't even Secret Service. What kind of things would they notice if they'd been seasoned agents? They would have been extremely alarmed from the first moment. They would have noticed the CDR team wasn't there. The team that always comes in and assesses the area before the rally, secures it. The team that would have been responsible for securing the AGR glass building. The team, according to a whistleblower who also talked to Holly, who would have had Crooks in handcuffs. That's a quote. The first time he showed up with the rangefinder, hours before the assassination attempt. That team never showed up. Normally they do. Real weird. But the agents working this didn't notice because they weren't Secret Service. They wouldn't know it was all wrong, Lee. They wouldn't know it all looked wrong. They wouldn't know it had been insecured and unsecured. That's why they needed inexperienced agents who sit and work a desk job, trying to stop kiddie porn. I mean, good for them, but that's why they were brought in. Let's look at this like a murder investigation. Motive, right? We go right to motive. What is the motive? Who do those agents, the ones who got the last minute training that half of it didn't work and they said, go out in the field anyway, pretend you're Secret Service. Who do those agents answer to? Who are they? Department of Homeland Security. Why is that significant? Who has built the insecured, unsecured, wide open American border of his dreams? Alejandro Mayorkas, head of Department of Homeland Security. That's who. He knows Trump will demolish his open border. That's your motive. He sent these agents in. They answer to him. They're not Secret Service. When they knew the assassin that the FBI had led into this country was just wandering around. He took off, by the way, tried to leave the country right before the rally. The day before the rally. Out of all 365, that's when the assassin tries to go. The FBI picks him up and then doesn't tell us for a month. And then quietly announces it a month later. Oh yeah, we arrested him. When? This week? No, day before the rally. Really? The one you guys insecured and unsecured. And by the way, we still haven't gotten all of this part. Remember, Judicial Watch has a FOIA through which they learned the FBI helped to plan this rally. Really? Is that a normal occurrence? All this happened when the FBI's planning the rally? Why was the FBI helping to plan the rally? This is weird stuff, y'all. It's going to be the stuff of legend. Books will be written about this. You want to talk about the grassy knoll, JFK? Oh, this blows that away. No pun intended.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
UK Daily Mail says it in its world headline. Folks, this is the number one newspaper on earth by hits, clicks, and likes. And there it is, right at the top. This morning, their top headline article, FBI lied. It lied in the timeline. So did the Secret Service for the Trump assassination attempt. What you were watching is them move from trying to imprison their opposition to, you know, kind of soft touch assassination. At least allowing that to happen in securing and unsecuring events in a very purposeful way to get a very deliberate outcome. For the second time, the UK Daily Mail, and only the UK Daily Mail, calls out the FBI. Just direct says it. They lied in their timeline. They lied in their timeline. They call it a differing narrative to the official one pushed by the FBI. While it initially claimed that Crooks was shot in the head within seconds by a Secret Service sniper, under oath, I would add, so we're talking felony level stuff here. At this point, the FBI director has committed so many felonies under oath, I've lost track. Each one's 5 years in prison. And now we have the acting Secret Service director committing felonies by lying to Congress himself. And Congress will just pretend this didn't happen. It's all very weird. UK Daily Mail says this report to Congress, which has come from whistleblowers, the only way we're learning this, we're learning that the FBI and the Secret Service lied. The congressman said, talking about Higgins, who produced the report, the local cop's shot hit Crook's rifle and fragged his face, neck, and right shoulder area from the gun stock breaking up, which meant Crook's was unable to keep firing before he was killed. This was weeks, UK Daily Mail writes, after Higgins also revealed, Congressman Higgins, that Crook's body, the shooter, was mysteriously cremated with approval from the FBI. Just 10 days after, for Higgins, could get a look at it. Yeah, because the body bore the marks of the lies told to Congress. That's why it had to be cremated. Jesse Waters was on this last night, shared his shock over the response to the assassination attempt. Waters said the FBI and Secret Service have been offering only a frustrating drip, drip, drip of information. And a lot of that's fake, apparently. This is just shocking. I'm going to play it. And you could hear Jesse Waters, even though we put this montage together, the shock in his voice. Just listening to the Secret Service director lie under oath like this. Take a listen to this.
But when the acting Secret Service director, Ronald Rowe, testified, he made no mention of this local officer, gave his agency total credit for bringing down Crooks.
I am extremely proud of these actions and those taken by the counter-sniper team to neutralize the threat that prevented further loss of life. And I applaud the actions of our tactical teams that responded so quickly. The Secret Service counter-sniper neutralized the assailant within seconds after the assailant fired his weapon.
Why didn't the Secret Service chief mention that the locals were the first ones to get rounds off on Crooks, not the Secret Service?
Yeah, Secret Service didn't stop this guy. Secret Service cleaned up the mess. They killed him. They killed him after he was stopped by a local cop. That's what actually happened here. And the FBI came along and prematurely hosed the roof down. You know, the roof that was so slanted they couldn't put Secret Service on it. That roof. But the FBI could go right up with their hoses and hose it all off, clean up the scene. This stinks to high heaven. I got to tell you what, you know what I worry about? Even if Trump wins, how does he survive the 70 plus days between his win and his inauguration? I don't know. And keep in mind, we've already had Secret Service whistleblowers tell us there's going to be another assassination attempt on Trump's life. It's only a matter of time. That comes from their sniper team. That was in an email sent to a lot of the Secret Service saying that unless the other four leaders of the Secret Service resign or are removed by Congress somehow, Trump's life is in danger. That's how corrupt these people are. And it wasn't, by the way, because of their incompetence. It was because of their corruption, he said. Here's the rest from Jesse Waters last night.
Why'd the Secret Service turn down a drone? Why'd they never pick up the radios they were supposed to use to communicate with locals with? Why wasn't the Wi-Fi working that day? Why wasn't there a counter-sniper team on the roof? And why aren't the FBI and Secret Service cooperating with congressional investigators?
Yeah, they're stonewalling them. Listen to this again.
Why'd they never pick up the radios they were supposed to use to communicate with locals with? Why wasn't the Wi-Fi working that day? Why wasn't there a counter-sniper team on the roof?
So no communication with locals, so they could say, oh, you know, for those 4 hours you were reporting Crooks walking around. We just didn't know. Well, yeah, because there was no communication. Remember the drone part? There'd been no advance team sent. So the chief assassination points from which a shooter could fire were not secured, right? The police seeing this, the local Butler authority said, hey, listen, we've got this great drone and it can not only detect a potential assassin, it can neutralize him. Hey, you want it? Yours doesn't seem to be working. You don't seem to be flying a drone. And they're like, no, 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 we don't, no, we don't want that. No, not us. Nope, keep your drone. This is so transparent. And it's the top story on Earth. You know why? Because the UK Daily Mail is a normal, psychologically healthy news outlet. Unlike ours, which are corrupt. This is what a normal, psychologically healthy news outlet would report. By the way, you just heard Secret Service Deputy Director lie to you under oath. Head of the FBI said the same thing. Folks, Donald Trump's in mortal danger. So is J.D. Vance. Honestly, if I were the campaign, I would never put the two of them in one place at one time. Wouldn't do it. Too risky. They've got to always be in separate places, separate planes. If I was running the campaign, that's what I'd do. Just for starters. If you think if you kill Trump, you're going to get Vance, you got a better chance that both of them survive. They would never be together. Most certainly not at a rally. But I don't make those decisions. What does your dog remember? Pretty big implication for your relationship with your dog if it had long-term memory, right? Do dogs have long-term memory? They're finding out more and more about dogs' brains. They far exceed what a lot of us thought was possible. New study, dogs can remember names of toys years after not seeing them, especially beloved toys. You know, the squeaky. Every dog has a squeaky, or maybe it's a bone or something, rope toy. Dog owners may have trouble remembering which toy is Mr. Squeaky, but such names could be seared in the memory of their pets. You say it 2 years later, they'll know. Scientists previously discovered dogs have a remarkable ability to learn the names of toys. A border collie named Chaser learned the labels of more than 1,000 objects. Now, I mean, border collie, right? Your border collie may be smarter than some of your kids. One of the smartest dog breeds there is. So, you know, what does that mean for your average pet? I don't know. But if they have half of Chaser's vocabulary, that's about 500 long-term words, right? You ever been stunned by what your dog could do? And you see, you know your dog really well, right? So a stranger might not be that impressed because they don't see the signs, but you've been just ever been stunned by some ability your dog has? That you're like, wow. And because you know your dog so well? Yeah. I had a dog that I swear was psychic or was using some kind of third sense that we don't really understand. I could be there like just, you know, making food at the counter and think it's time to take Sparkle out. I didn't name her, by the way. I adopted her. She came with the name. It's time to take Sparkle out. I could think it and I wouldn't do it. I'm still, you know, making food, putting the dishes away. Her tail would start to go like this. And I could think to myself, yeah, I'll take Sparkle out and start going faster and faster. I used to think, well, okay, I could look at the leash and she'd start to get excited. Okay, so that's clear body language. But if the leash was in the other room, how does she know? I still don't know how she knew. But she, I tell you, that dog knew. That dog could read my mind. And if I was really down about something, like when my mom died or, you know, I was just going through a bad time, or I just had a bad day and I was down. She always knew. She'd always be, bam, right on my heels. Like, to the point I'd trip over her. I had to be careful not to step on her paws. And she'd just, like, glom herself onto me. Like, physically attaching herself. She always knew. I was wondering how she knew. But proving to somebody else she knew is something else entirely. But I knew she knew. This is why when somebody says, my dog died, I'm, you know, I don't want to come into work today. I'm having a bad day. That sounds, like, lame to the rest of us. But they're, like, family. They are, and you come to love the loved one. And if you get that one special dog, you only get about one of those in a lifetime. That one that's really, really something special, man. You grieve that dog for the rest of your life. You do. I'm still not over losing Sparkle, by the way. I've been unable to get another dog. I can't do it right now. I can't go through it. I'm working up to it. I'm working up to getting back there. It just leveled me losing her in a way I didn't think it would. It really was more than I thought it would be. Anyway, love to know what you think. Fascinating new study. We're finding out more and more and more about dogs' ability to long-term retain things. So this answers the question, Does the dog know the word Mr. Squeaky because you keep saying it all the time and you just, you know, it's refreshed? No. Even if the dog doesn't see Mr. Squeaky for 2 years and you don't speak the name, dog remembers Squeaky. Implications are pretty cool if you think about it. All right. Implications of this are quite something else. Joy Behar assures us Donald Trump is a Marxist. Okay, Joy Behar didn't come up with that herself. Those are Democrat talking points. Why? What does that mean? This is on The View yesterday. That means that Kamala Harris is actually a Marxist, so they need to project it onto us. Donald Trump is a Marxist. Are you kidding me? Folks, this clip right here should be played over and over and over again because it shows you the world we're going to live in if Kamala Harris wins. This is her in 2019 explaining that Trump needed to lose his Twitter account. Trump, mind you, because he was a misinformer and a disinformer. Oh, you mean like when Biden insisted the Hunter Biden laptop wasn't real on Twitter? Like that, his campaign, like that? Should he lose his account? Funny, you know, have you noticed these leftists who lie and then we know they lie? They don't lose their accounts. Why hasn't the FBI lost its account? They were the ones who censored the Hunter Biden laptop story because it was allegedly misinformation, Russian disinformation. Well, that turned out to be a big, massive lie. Why do they still have an account? Why do they have an account on Facebook? Why do they have an account on Instagram? Why aren't they banned for misinformation? Oh, that's right. Because they're the ones doing the censoring. See how this works? Do you want to live in this twisted world? Because this is the one. This is an incredible clip, y'all. Kamala Harris saying this, no candidate, either party, would have ever said a thing like this 20 years ago. It would be unfathomable talking about censorship. And I know we didn't have the social media then that we do now, but still, take a listen.
He and his account should be taken down. He has lost his privileges and it should be taken down. And the bottom line is that you can't say that you have one rule for Facebook and you have a different rule for Twitter. The same rule has to apply, which is that there has to be a responsibility that is placed on these social media sites to understand their power. They are directly speaking to millions and millions of people without any level of oversight or regulation. And that has to stop.
Really? No level of oversight? What is she talking about? Well, the same thing that Robert Reich, as in Third Reich, is talking about when he writes in The Guardian over the weekend, Elon Musk must be stopped, and advocates for his arrest. Robert Reich, by the way, is a Democrat Party activist, an advisor to Barack Obama. So what just happened here over the weekend? Robert Reich went in, on the world stage in The Guardian, and believe me, Obama sent him. Obama just can't say this stuff right now because we're in the middle of a campaign. He will say it, okay? He will say we need to arrest Elon Musk and the whole conservative punditry and extradite them for trial over to the UK or maybe France. France works. Maybe the EU. Somebody's going to try us. Maybe spend a sentence to Brazil. I hear it's nice this year, this time of year. Obama will say all this. He just can't right now because he'd scare you. That's the agenda right there, what she just said. That's the agenda right there. Now, you know what's weird? Do you know who came up with the censorship policy? Who consulted on it for Brazil? The one that's just gotten X kicked out of Brazil? FBI? The FBI did a whole podcast on it, Battleground America. You should listen to it. What are the three prongs of censorship? Start by censoring political leaders, then censor political leaders and the entire pundit class that disagrees with you across platforms. And finally, if the owner of the social media won't go along, that social media outlet is verboten. It's canceled. That's what she just described. It's what they're doing in Brazil. The connection is the FBI. It is what they will do here. They just can't yet. They got to get her elected. Listen to Michael Schellenberger, free speech advocate, describe the same thing Harris is.
Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris and vice presidential candidate Tim Walz have both repeatedly endorsed the three main censorship tactics used by the Brazilian government. Censorship of election misinformation, deplatforming of political opponents, and three, cross-platform bans so that a person is banned not just from one social media platform, But from all of them, or most of them, Harris repeatedly called for the U.S. government to deplatform then-President Donald Trump.
Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. Barack Obama started this deplatforming when he ran for the Senate in Illinois. He is still pushing this crap. Yes, remember when he and George W. Bush had dueling press conferences a day apart to call for the deplatforming and cancellation of conservatives and only conservatives? So it's from both sides. It's way worse on the left, and they will ultimately be in control, and George W. Bush is fine with that. That's why he held his press conference. This is where we're going, folks. Everything is on the line. We have compromised to the point in this country, the right has, the Republican leadership anyway, that we don't have anything left to give, and they're coming for the First Amendment. There's nothing left to compromise on. We've given them everything. Texture rates. I agree. Yes, dogs are amazing. My dog will get up on the sofa and just stare at me, and that's his way of saying he wants to go outside. He also knows the difference between the words sofa and chase. Okay, so he's got a vocabulary. And which door to go out of? I guess in terms of weather, it's the garage, front door, back door. It's amazing. Now, the texture writes, Ayn Rand warned us about it too. Now, the texture says, Orwell foresaw it. Now, the texture says, Tara, my dog is as dumb as a bag of hammers. Okay. There's a range of intelligence in people too. We see that every day driving to work. Texture writes, morning, Tara. I know that my Yorkie can tell time. She knew every day at 2:15. It's ready to go get my daughter from school and jumps into my lap to keep me from going. Another texture writes, we moved to France for 3 years. Upon returning, our black lab remembered me when I called her name when she was out in the field. Another texter writes, remember Peter Strzok? Yeah, that FBI counterterrorism agent who went after Trump. Of course, left continues considers Trump a terrorist. Remember, Peter Strzok told his lover they were not going to allow Trump to be president. Oh, wow. And given the content of the last hour, which is must listen radio. Yeah, that's a little chilling right there. And finally, texter writes, the locals disabled the shooter. The FBI sniper silenced the shooter. It was actually they claim it was a Secret Service sniper. We still don't know where he shot from. You know what we're going to learn? You wait. I'm going to report this. Here's the news before that report. We're going to learn the Secret Service sniper that took the second shot had a clear view on him the entire time and watched him. Watched him set up, watched him attempt to murder Trump. We're going to learn that. They're hiding that right now. That's why they can't tell you his location, because then you would know he had an unobstructed view. That's coming, mark my words.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.